shows, or you go to some of the archives, or even call, even email Jimmy and say, Jimmy, how are you doing? Say, hey. And listen for, and to keep an eye, basically, he's got a new program coming up. He's actually doing paranormal video, which basically he's going to be on site with basically, it's all I could say, it's almost like using a laptop computer and with a camcorder, and he'll be doing this on site live, paranormal investigating. Live, guys. But he's going to be doing 13 series out of this, and you get to be on the chat line talking back and forth while he's doing the research. So it's quite the thing. This is something that is actually, it's internet, video. Internet.
As you open your mind, let life be the thought. And as you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer, layer after layer. All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is. It's 12 midnight on the East Coast in Englewood, New Jersey, my beloved hometown. It is 9 o'clock in Sacramento at the Crest Theater, where they've just premiered In Lies We Trust, Dr. Len's answer to the CDC's biohistory of bioterrorism. He is there with Richard Hoagland. You all know that name. Hopefully they'll be calling in. It's going to be live. It's going to be staticky. He may call in on his cell phone. I have no idea, but we're going to stay tuned. And here on the Big Island, as the sun goes down and Madame Pele pumps a flow of lava towards what I do not know, who I may know, but have faith. It's a cumulative. We're here. We're here in the hereafter. Looking out, you are listening to the Insight Hour with your host, Dr. Lennon Horowitz, like I said, is on the road, and co-host, Reverend Roxy Hampton, waiting for her esteemed partner to show up on this conversation. But if not, I'm telling you, we're getting close to the, and we are dealing with it. It is happening. In Lies We Trust. Oh, we are talking about a beautiful and free, folks, free. You'll want to see it with your friends. You're going to want to look at it. Then you're going to want to look at the history of bioterrorism. You're going to want to look at it all. You can find some of these things on the net. All you have to do is type in history of bioterrorism and then find that CDC link. And then go there and check out the outline. Then go to YouTube and check out the new DVD that he has put out there for free. I'm telling you, in order to keep it, you have to give it away. And in this time where mass communication is so important, so that we have an intervention and we interrupt this here plan to infuse you with a little bit of truth. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, oh my goodness, the universe is going to sock it to us, and you better be on the right side. You know, I asked my father who is in heaven, my father, Dangerous George Williams, he is my spiritual father, I asked him for just a little bit, and you know, we always have to give it up to the Creator, and I was looking for some wisdom for today. I was looking for, he sent me to Matthew. He sent me to Matthew, and he plunked me down, folks. You can get on your internet. He plucked me down in chapter 16. And there he reminds us of Peter's confession and what it was and who it was he was saying when he said, Satan, one more time, get behind me. You possessing Peter. Now, this is what was said to Peter. And all the time, Christ tried to tell Peter, listen, stop being such a hothead. Please understand what we're saying here. Please just follow what I'm saying. Practice not what I preach, but what I teach, what I show you. Y'all know that part in the chapter in Matthew where they talk about how come we can't cure the lunatic? How come we can't do like you? And he said, what to them? Because you unbelievers. You don't have any faith. Well, I'm telling you now, folks, You better have some faith in something, and you better now listen to Dr. Horowitz. I know you can't place a bet on a horse after it's done won the race. But now the situation and the conversation is going to get so good, because now we're talking about the philosophy and the ethics of good scientific historical research that says we cannot be guilty of omissions. We have got to commit to the truth, the whole truth, and that's what In Lies We Trust is all about. It is a DVD that will open up the conversation. It'll have you asking questions of this nation. I'm telling you, folks. Oh, I'm full of the spirit tonight because I am so proud of Dr. Len. Go there. Stop listening to me. Go to YouTube. Go there and prove to yourself that it is not a brilliant, well-done documentary. And I know all those people at the Crest who walked out of there and are now sipping their coffee and their cafe lattes or their orange juice or whatever. The streets are buzzing. All the people that were smart enough to go to that premiere are now in it. They can't retreat. Once you know the truth, you can only suppress it or you can further it. That is where we're coming down to. We're coming down to this, folks. You know, the fact that Dr. Leonard Horowitz has Richard Hoagland there takes us into a whole other universe, because here we are talking about the 19.5, where yours truly is sitting right here in the Big Island. Our lighthouse is pointed right on this particular latitude. This is exciting. We're part of this. And if you were to put your finger around that globe, you will see that we are all connected in this here play, and it can't get nothing but better. You see, and that's what we want in our health, and that's who's bringing this show to you, Healthy World Distributing. It could not happen without Healthy World Distributing. It could not happen without Tetrahedron Organization, or ORG. You can go to drlenhorowitz.com. You see the beauty of these .coms, .orgs. If you're about something, something good will happen to you. These are the coordinates. These are the investments that people have made. Not so that they can... Oh, I have to just for a moment report. Yours truly has been telling you, and now you know. What is the ramifications of $82 a barrel for oil? What is the ramification for America with gold now at $723.30? What is the ramification of silver now being $12.99? Who's driving that price up? The world is driving that price up. Who drives the price down? America does. Who? The equities that are invested in the gold are now paying off all their losses in the stock market. Oh, sure, the dollar is up, but it's up from the basement, America. It's under its index. It's not strong anymore, and the world is vacating. What wisdom will Bush or Cheney or the Republicans, any of the Democrats, give us as we move into this reality? The power is in the money. That's where they see it. And we know the power is in the mind, and how we act as if, as a nation, to know that now is the time to contemplate this story and to look at the cause and effect of everything that we have wrought. That's what In Lies We Trust is all about. You start out with the story. It takes you all the way to the point where you're seeing that wherever man is, man contemplates going against the one. And it isn't until man repents will we be able to forgive. And so therefore, as long as they don't want to repent, there should be no forgiveness, and we should do our homework. And that's what Richard Hoagland and people like Dr. Len Horowitz have been doing for many, many years. It doesn't start in 2007. It didn't even start in the 90s. It starts from when you get here. You volunteer to preserve life. our president is supposed to take the oath of office to what? To preserve our freedom. And how could that happen when this man is all about limits on freedoms? I watched the Ron Paul debate yesterday, and I was very impressed with Ron Paul, because every time a question was asked that would recede and go back to barbaric times in terms of control, he knew that is not what a president is supposed to do. He is supposed to do the will of Congress. You cannot get promises or exact promises for religious freedom out of presidents. You can't get them to exact these, but they can exact the human rights which are inherent in everybody's sovereign, sacred personage. And this is the reason why Dr. Len has written all these books, to keep you informed, because when the indictments come down on these people, when all the people you see in this DVD are gathered together, it is going to be our duty to not hurt them like they've been hurting us, but to sequester them so that they never get to the front of the line again. For them, the hell is anonymity. For them, the hell is not being seen. Now, the evil, evil one, he likes being in the background, whoever that whom is. But that's what I don't concern myself with, because I know God has put me on a path to meet the real deal. That's why I love meeting Dennis Kucinich. I'm telling you, BBS people, it was incredible to shake this man's hand and to hold his hand for some time while I sang to him, and his genuinely warm, caring, beautiful eyes, just so present. I mean, this is the kind of individual I want presiding over me when everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off, because he's going to bring something to the table. He's not going to be sitting up there telling us we're a bunch of stupid Americans and that we better get real, that the whole deal, and we better surrender, and that we're now under United Nations law, and now we have to go this way and that way. He's here to rescind all of that. Ron Paul is here to rescind all of that. He's here to give us back our parties so we can have a good time putting this world together with the world. You see, America, it's time for us to do with less. We've got to do with less, folks. You've got to reach out. A good neighbor is a neighbor who knows his neighbors. This is the time. You want to talk about preparedness. It doesn't say anything in there about getting to know your neighbors. It tells you in these preparedness books that you have to have so much water, and you have to have so much this, and you have to have so much that, and you have to have food for your pets, and you have all of these things. Imagine. And then you have to be prepared to stay in your homes. You see, now when you start telling Americans that they have to stay in their homes, how many of you think are really going to listen to that? Only the ones that have no courage to understand that there are no threats, and that they will create threats as they need them. But they are not capable of dropping the bomb. They're not capable of putting us all to sleep at one time. If they had, they would have done it. So the only thing we can do, folks, and that's why we have the Inside Hour, that's why I have Mission Possible Radio, is the fact that, you know what, Seth, I need you to do something for me. Because I'm not going to let this go by. Are you listening? You better be listening, because I want you to take me into some music, because I'm going to want to talk to you, because I think I can at least try to get Dr. Len and all the excitement on his phone. So if you would take me into a song, Mission Possible is...
Give me some heart. Give me some soul. That's all that I was asking, but you left me standing in the cold. Take away your silence. Take away your mystery. You can take away your damned indifference. It's nothing there that I need. I need something that I can believe.
All right, we're back, and this is the Insight Hour. I was getting a little confused, folks. I know you could hear it. I'm bipolar host. Sometimes I forget which show it is because they're starting to meld in together. I mean, this whole thing about In Lies We Trust is so much down the alley of what Mission Possible is all about that I sometimes forget which show I'm doing. But I have to report that I took a break here to go and see if I could get in touch with Dr. Len. And I believe what has happened is that he has been bombarded by people. And so, therefore, he can't even answer his cell phone even to get to me so I could get some of that excitement and get some of the reaction of the people. But all I can tell you is if you type in Lies We Trust into your search engine and go there, you can download it in 16 parts, or you can watch it right there on YouTube if you have a better computer than mine. I have a lot of buffering. It's kind of like when I'm doing downloads, it gives me a headache, and every time it says buffer, I think buffering. You know, it's kind of funny that way. But, you know, I'm just so excited. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is such a great DVD. Just the way Dr. Len has just melded everything together. So enough of that. The other thing I want to tell you is that this is brought to you by Tetrahedron, and we are going to be in Sedona, Arizona, for the Raw Spirit Fest, October 12th through the 14th, with a live show coming from Mission Possible right there at the conference, at the Raw Spirit Fest. So you have to either be there or you have to be on the air, on the live mainstream, no, on BBS. Just take a U-turn, folks, you see. Now, a lot of what I was looking at, and since I have this opportunity, is that, yes, I'm telling you, that debate was an eye-opener for me. Because never before have I ever seen a group of people define what they believe a president is supposed to do. And all the questions that were asked of these participants were good questions from the personal point of view. But America is supposed to be about unity. It cannot be about partisanship. It cannot be about, I know what's best for you. Well, that would have been fine had you been a great guardian, America, and the politicians who, so-called politicians and preachers who guided us this far. The kind of moral decay is not something that one can blame on any one particular group of people. The moral decay comes from, like above, so it will be below. And so, therefore, one has to look at our whole judicial system. One has to look at the whole way in which we confer the rights, human rights, or we don't confer the human rights on people. It's very clear, and yet some of us can't see it. And so, therefore, we become what's called cranks, because no matter how far down the line we look, we can't see it clear, you see, because we're clouded by our prejudicial way in which we think. And until America can get out of itself, out of its greatness, and really humble itself, we are not going to advance as a nation. We are just going to go down. And the world is going to watch it. And what do you think the world is going to say to us, to those who carpet-bombed in the name of, for those who had 1,000 people killed for every GI, flyman? I mean, there's so many edicts. There are so many ethics. There are so many terrible things that the Republican Party and Democratic Party has watched go down that have nothing to do with God, have nothing to do with the future generation in terms of seeing them live better. Oh, no. This is a cold, calculated, well-planned execution of a race and a national idea of people. George Washington said back when he was just finishing up being president and before he died of a cold, so to speak, maybe the first victim of bioterrorism, he said, I'm always looking for the conspiracy, folks, because it's not really conspiracy. You don't have to have conspiracy when you know these men confess all the time and are uncovered all the time. As my father said, standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. I'm going to Arizona to take care of a liar. You know, there's so much that the Internet, I can't even begin to tell you about this Internet and how it brings us so close together that a lie that may have been told for 50, 60 years, no matter what, it's a lie, and that they should come clean. And I'm not bragging, but I'm asking everybody to ask themselves. It just don't add up. I'm a historian, and every time I look at that Bragg story, and I'm forced to look at that Bragg story because she's being invited to the Raw Spirit Fest, and all I can say is the numbers don't add up, the story don't add up, and I'm wondering why the need to perpetuate the lie. Vitality is based upon a regime, and that regime should produce vitality. It shouldn't have a head start. It shouldn't be predicated upon a lie. You know, a lie that told long enough can be believed. The omission of the truth will allow a lie to further itself down the line. I'm confused. The numbers don't add up. If BBS radio is truly a powerful, powerful medium, then you too do the work, reporters, and find out what year Paul C. Bragg really was born in. Was he born in 1881 or was he born in 1895? Is Patricia Bragg the spiritual daughter of Paul C. Bragg, or is she the daughter-in-law of the son divorced? I want to know these things. These are important. It doesn't make the person any better or less, but why the lie? Or why the discrepancy? Why does not history bear this man's existence out? I have to know. I'm a reporter that's going to get the story. I want to understand. Never was there a word used, crusade, until Patricia Bragg said it. Who are you? Did he adopt you like a daughter? Did he welcome you into the family like a daughter? Why are you saying you're the daughter? I'm not sure why, but this is Reverend Roxy, and I'm making it a matter of public record that I'm confused. So therefore, everybody that's squirting that liquid amino, if you're standing on a lie, could there be maybe only 14 amino acids instead of 16? And if it's not organic, is it possible that a couple of GMO soybeans got in there? Am I to believe that it's no GMO? You see, because we look at these bottles and we want to live, and they're talking live food. Well, vinegar is a living food because the bacteria inside of it is living. But where it comes from, how it's made from apples. What's insane about this is they're not made from organic apples. So go find yourself some organic apple vinegar. Go get yourself some good aged if you're going to squirt that stuff on your food. And you need to think about why your Bragg's is in a plastic bottle if it's holding all this living food. Again, folks, you cannot big business health and nutrition. If you are removed from your source of food, then you are removed from the vitality of the food. When you go back, I'm discursive, and this is what happens when Dr. Len Horowitz doesn't show up. I have to deal with it because that's how he deals with it. You come up with a story, you use the medium, and you have these people answer you in the medium. I'm calling Patricia Bragg's out at the Raw Spirit Fest to answer the questions that I have asked on BBS Radio, to be my guest on the Mission Possible, to explain to me exactly what she's been doing, why she has to call it a crusade, when he never called it a crusade. Explain to me who and what, and I'll be happy, and you'll be happy, so stay tuned. You see, that's what it's all about. You know, it's like I'm supposed to have Richard Hoagland, maybe? He's supposed to be there with Dr. Horowitz. I was excited to talk to him. You can't say Richard Hoagland and not think Massachusetts and looking out into the stars. You can't say that without saying hyperphysics, where you're talking about multidimensional subsets of reality and physics, and you can't talk to Richard C. Hoagland unless you're dealing with some controversy, you see. But here's an honest controversy that I can get behind. You know, people try to down you when you consider yourself to be something and you study to be something. I'm a reverend. I got people sometimes asking me, well, what kind of reverend are you? I said, a good one. I have never dissed God. I never got ahead of God, and I ain't going to get ahead of God. How's that? You see what I'm saying? I'm never going to stop worshiping God in the altogether. You know what I'm saying? But this thing, Richard, he's incredible. You know, he's come. He's born. He works all his life. He studies, you know, and now he's looking in, you know, he's all in there with the comets. You know, and I was ready to ask him some good questions about that dead comet thing that they smashing and what they learning. And they even think that they found sand. And it's like they find in Hawaii. They say they found it and that they got pieces of the comet that small that they can detect because they got all these things. Whoa! Okay, I know you want to know if the exploding planet theory is real. You can get behind this stuff, folks. With the global warming, here's a prophet, you know, talking about it. They got to know. They explode in comets and things to see if that stuff's going to come back down on Earth and where does it come. Because depending upon how long the phenomena lasts, depends on how much of Mother Earth is going to be affected. I mean, if she's spinning for 12 hours, then 12 hours of Mother Earth is going to be affected and sprayed with whatever cosmic dust. You see, cosmic dust. Now you understand why some of the psychics, the true psychics who try to go past 2012, all they see is gray. You know, that's that cosmic dust. It's not really gray. When they really tune in and look beyond it, that's the light, the brightest light. And if we're prepared to use that light, we'll survive and go beyond that into the next dimension. It's kind of like we used to sing that song, into a black hole, jump into a white hole, into another universe dimension. Jump, 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 take the quantum jump. See, these are the things that all these great people who have been born and volunteered to come down here to kind of separate and bring peace and less fear. See, that's the thing. That's the beauty of In Lies We Trust. Because even though we know we're faced with all of these weapons, and see, you have to really understand. You go back to 1972 and you can see where Segretti, who was going to be the one to do the dirty tricks, you know, he had little vials and he was told to drop them into air ducts and into different open windows. And to this day, people are trying to figure out what was in those little test tubes. It's kind of like that James Bond kind of thing. These men have been playing this. We go and see these movies and we think, oh, this ain't real. Oh, those things are so real. Ian Fleming, so real. Giving you an inside glimpse. They can't help. They're kind of like OJ. They can't help but do the things they do, and they can't help but get caught because God wants them to be sequestered, because I was told through vision that one quarter of this world that's creating all this havoc ain't going to matter much no more, you see, because we're going to surround them with love and understanding, and we are going to exemplify that spirit. But I'm sorry, every now and then God's going to have to punish me for giggling, because I swear, if we can do this, if we can do this, America, if we can do this world, we could have ourselves one heck of a giggle, and we could experience that which will allow us to tap into the forgiveness, for we know that they were led by stupid. And the only way you can be led is by exercising your free will. I exercise my free will to obey God 24 hours a day. Let me tell you something. Dr. Len called me on the phone and said my site had a pornographic link on it. You know, my tears came to my eyes. I couldn't get on the net. Soon as I hung up the phone, I was able to get on the net, and I went there, and I, you know, which taught me a lesson. I really need to go check my site out more often. This is the kind of world we live in. But because we're close to each other and we know how things affect and where we're going, I get the word, you see, because now it's starting to pick up. People are starting to look at my website. This stuff is good. Go get yourself a website, America. Every American, even if you don't have a computer, just go sign up for one of those free and get yourself a username. Like Bill Withers said, until you use me up, until there is no more websites, until they take it all down, and then what? We will have made friends. We will have connected. We will know that there's peace in the world and that there are people who want to propagate peace. Isn't that wonderful insight? You're listening. Let me do my homework here. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, and you are listening to the Insight Hour with your host, Reverend Roxy, and my absentee host, Dr. Lennon Horowitz, who's probably just busting his buttons, and I want him to give it, not to the sin of pride, but just in the fact that you are so on time. I love you so much, Dr. Len. When you listen back to the archives, you will know I am proud of you, because now the black community and the Chicano community and all the minority communities can stand up and say, you see, America, we stand before you alive and well. And what we have seen, Dr. Len now tells. And I'm telling you, you know, he dropped everything to do this video. You have to understand that Reverend Roxy was a victim of the COINTEL program. You see, they identified articulate people of other races, and if they can't get them to jump through the hoops to work the corporate ladders and to be their mouthpieces and to articulate the lie, they will lock us and mock us and kill us so that we don't bring and further the truth of the conversation, which is God loves us all, and that there is no dichotomy in heaven, and there can be no dichotomies of people on earth, that the only terrorist, and the terrorist is us, and that there are some evil people among us, and that if we do not surround them, they will do their evil deed, even at the point of taking out themselves. This is what Dianetics teach you, and everybody just snits on Scientology. But you better all know this. In Scientology, everyone is taught that organisms sometimes are born to die, with a thought to die, and a thought to take a lot of people out before they go. You see? This is why the Christ said to his disciples, every time he begged them, he said, now look, I just did this thing, and I just said this thing, I just showed you this thing, don't tell anybody until I arise again. Don't say anything to anybody. Do you think that those disciples followed? Do you think that all the disciples followed his thoughts? No, they argued with him, kicking and screaming. That's exactly how I describe these here modern-day Christians. You're arguing with the Word. We're not arguing with the Word. We're utilizing the Word. And the Word is love. It flows, you see, like water. So, we're going to prick that boil that Nixon didn't want to prick. We're going to take the Band-Aid off the cancer that Nixon wanted not to have happen, that John Dean articulated to him in his Oval Office. There's a cancer on the presidency. We are going to take care of that shadow government that John Kennedy said was behind his back. We're going to take care of that multinational industrial complex that Eisenhower then got a glimpse of when he saw the effects of the whole reorganization of our executive offices and our different strategic things and combining all and putting civilian secretaries. We are going to expose Aramco, the Arabian American corporation, for they had all to do with the partitioning of Palestine. They had all to do and still have all to do. Y'all heard, you've seen us talk about Blackwater. We've been telling you about the independent contractors. Oh, yes, yes. And now you see they are kicked out of a country. Why? Because they did like our National Guard does. They go over there and they just foment all kinds of trouble and think that they can kill and that they can have retribution. Oh, my goodness, folks. Do you know how many contractors are over there in those neighborhoods? What did these people do to anybody? See, As a Christian, you go back and you look at that debate and ask yourself if, when you read all of Matthew, ask yourself if any of those people asking those questions and all those faith-based oriented corporations, 501Cs and all of that, ask yourself what they're asking of the next president of the United States. Can you guarantee my way of life? Can you guarantee my way of being? I never asked that of my president. I only didn't want him to make cannon fodder out of our future generation. You see, I am willing to tell you one more time, go read The Prince, Machiavelli, chapter 18. Ask yourself whether or not these men are practicing that chapter. They're willing to sacrifice their own for the sake of an idea. And that idea is based on big business and on investment and industrial adventurers. That's what they called themselves back in the 50s. Today they want us all to be asleep and to not see that it is. Like Dennis Kucinich said, it's all about the oil. And every time they say it's not, every time they tell you that they want to protect Christians in the Holy Land, you know, that's 33% back in the 40s. That was 33% of the population, and those were mostly people of a corporation called Capline. See, you just need to go do your work. Nobody's talking about these things. Capline. It's not enough for people to just say, oh, it's the oil cartels. You know, it's all about oil. Go look at the history, and then you'll see how they manipulated and they created the CIA. Is there somebody on the line in the CIA? Because if you are, speak up. The CIA, whatever it is that they put together back in 47, we're suffering from it today. And they're running around pointing fingers at George Tenet, the CIA, the organization. You're talking about a bunch of people. You know, if you put those people on employment, well, when you get rid of them, boy, we'll have some more money to do some good things for the future generation. The intelligence isn't intelligent anymore, folks. They got what's called actionable intelligence. Type that into your search engine. These are words that you can go and check out for yourself so that when you do run into the YouTube and you run into Dr. Horowitz's new DVD, and don't forget now, you know, we do operate on donations. I mean, that is it. We're going to give it away because you're going to want to give, because you're going to want to know more. And there's a part 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and you're going to add your own parts, and we're going to get to the whole thing about all this pedophilia and all of these children being missing, and we're going to get down to the correlation between politics and law enforcement, and we're going to get down to all of these raids and people that are being identified as the criminals in the system when they are not guilty of anything other than growing a plant. We're going to get down to all of it, folks, because God didn't want none of it. God said, obey your parents. You see, love and honor your mother and your father. Don't bear witness against your neighbor. No false witness against your neighbor. And that's how most of these people get into office, by bearing false witness against their neighbors, by taking their own karma and blaming it on other people. That's why I love BBSRadio.com, and I love shows like this because it gives us a chance. You know, when I went out into the break and I came back with a new reality as to how the show is going to go, you know where to go for you regular listeners. You can go straight to DrLenHorowitz.com. You can go to Tetrahedron.org. You can go to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You can go to the registration station to find out exactly where in the world Dr. Len is going to be next. And I do have it on good authority that he is going to be in Portland, Oregon in October 5th and 6th. So just go to the registration station.com. Don't forget that definite article, the, you see. I like to talk slowly when I'm talking .com. I like to say BBSRadio.com because when we syndicate, I want them to know exactly what location you're coming from because they gave us our start. And we will finish this race. And hold on, America. Do not give up faith. It is a cumulative. Hold on to it. Believe in something. Gravity, hopefully. And God, too. This is it, folks. We have an opportunity to enter into the conversation and do what's necessary. Yes, it's on YouTube. It was premiered in Sacramento at the Crest Theater. It is true. There is a new DVD. And yes, I can't say it enough. We are talking about a piece-by-piece analytical research documented, nothing made up, no conspiracy, don't need it. Just released, folks. Run, run. Let your fingers do the walking. Just surf, surf, hang 10. Take 2 hours of your time. It premiered, and I want to wish, you know, you've heard her on Mission Possible, but I'm sending out a shout to my friend, my best friend of 20 years, and I'm telling her happy birthday, Sativa Jones. You have yourself one heck of a party tonight. You have yourself a good time. I can't wait to get out of here to go and celebrate your birthday. So there you go. Happy birthday, girlfriend. And everybody who knows she's the one on Mission Possible told you all about the fish. And that was in the news the next week. You know, it's important that you all understand that Dr. Horowitz has been telling you this is why I'm against forced vaccinations and injections and mass quarantine. I'm not trusting these people. He is telling it like at T.I. is. And he's the first one to do it, to stand up, not a talking head, but an entire body so that you can see. Look into his eyes. He's not lying. You're not going to see a man that's blinking, blink, blink, blink. No. And he put it together so quickly. Why? Because the truth is a dangerous explosive. And ask good questions, folks, of all these people when they start inciting you with fear. You know, I went to, I went to the Hawaii County Fair. And I know Len's right. That's why he had to put his daughters in school on the mainland. He had to go back to where they had some sense. Now, for all of you out there, you know what county fairs are. Usually you have farmers and people like that to come and they have their first fruits, and they have all the things of the harvest, and you see the animals, and the kids have petting. This is the way a county fair is supposed to go. But not here in Hawaii. On one side, I walked into the building, which was like the main center of the building where they had all the expositions and things. And as I walked by, what was I faced with? On one side was this long, long display of taxidermy animals. Animals that used to be living, but are now dead and stuffed and preserved in action poses. Then I go over on the other side and I can't touch them. That's understandable. But I can't touch them. And I started thinking, maybe I'll do that to my dog. And then I said, nah. But I went on over to the other side, and that's when it became interesting. I said, Lord, why am I here at this dismal, dismal county parade type thing, you know, this JC fundraiser type of thing? And then I knew. I started collecting up all of these. It's like they sent the CDC and all of these Washington bureaucrats must have sent everything they have that can scare the bejesus out of a native culture. Oh, it started with washing your hands and your food might be poison. You see, you got to look at it the other way. For everything that they're telling you can be wrong, it's everything that is wrong. You see, everything that they're now telling us, oh, you better watch out for this, or you better watch out for biological weapons, or you need to know what to do in the terms of a pandemic. I like this word, pandemic, you see. This is the word. And then they start teaching you about sequestering and about staying in your homes and then about evacuations and about how laws have been changed and then in certain times we might be under UN law. How do you feel about that, America? You see what I'm saying? This is where we've gone. And no matter of any looking away, it's coming. Somebody's going to come up with, and it may be just as phony as you want it to be, but they're going to tell you, get on the bus, and you're going to either make the decision to do it, or they're going to put you to sleep. And all the other sheep are going to be looking and going, well, see, you should have gone on the bus. She got on the bus like I did. It wasn't so bad. I got on the bus. They're taking us. They wouldn't do anything wrong to us. We're Americans. Nobody's trying to kill us. You know, if you still believe that nobody is trying to kill you and your children, then I'm sorry for you. Because as much as I will pray for you. You see, even the Christians knew when they went into the arena that somebody was trying to kill them. But they had mighty faith. You know, Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered in the lion's den. And I'm telling you then, I wasn't walking in there. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't nowhere around. Because I seen, just like all the great prophets, they speak and I listen. And I change according to the times. And now it's time for everybody to change, folks. You have to pay attention to where your food is coming from. You have to stop eating out so much. You've got to stop eating in corporate America because corporate America is dying and they want to take you along with them, you see, because they gave you all cancer. And now they're spraying bacteria at Subway. They're, oh, no, this ain't going to hurt you. It just keeps the bacteria down off the meat, you see. And look, all this plastic and all this stuff that we wrap it in, it's okay. And we microwaving all of this stuff. It's okay. You think about it, America. Is it ever okay? It's expedient and necessary. Fast food is exactly that. Fast death. Fast food. Stop. You're feeding the beast. And the beast is happy. He's giggling. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand something. This is the Insight Hour. I'm not Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm Reverend Roxy. But I have that same passion that Dr. Len Horowitz has for the truth. And the truth is, what? A dangerous explosive. And you can hear that often on Mission Possible Radio, which comes on Sundays. That's my alter ego radio station where I'm able to do what I do, which is to just kind of hip you to the facts. I'm telling you, folks. You know, I was at the market and I saw my Filipino friend. She heard both her kids were sick. I said, "Well, did they get their flu shots?" And she said, "Yeah, they got their flu shots." And as she's sitting there, they got dark circles under their eyes, and she's feeding them white rice and chicken skewers, prepared food, you know. And they've been sitting. You have to understand something about the foods that you eat out, folks. They've been through hell and back. You see, that's why they have to burn them, you know, and cook them and stuff, because it'd be hell. There's no life in that food. And it's not like I'm some kind of, excuse the expression, crusader, but I am into telling the truth. And the more and the less that you eat, excuse me, the less you eat out, the more you eat at home, the more you try to find organic, the less problems you're going to have later with all these cancers that are popping out. You're going to see it, folks. And they're never going to be able to prove that it was that Pepsi. You're never going to be able to prove that it's these nonsense foods, these make-no-sense foods, these these, as they say in the CDC, and this is where you should get your real, real understanding, overstanding, understanding, whatever. The CDC has on that little list, you know, it has comfort food, cookies and cakes. Last thing someone want to be eating in a pandemic when you're supposed to be building up your immunity is a whole bunch of white sugar, white flour, canned foods and prepared foods. It's death, death, and more death. And you won't know whether it was your larder that killed you or whether it was the bug that they gave you. I got 5 minutes. I got love to send to you. I can only tell you all, get to YouTube, check out Dr. Len Horowitz, for those of you who've never seen him. He's quite handsome and debonair. He is. And I love him. And I'm going to see him in October at the Raw Spirit Fest. I'm going to get with Patricia because I know God wants her to answer my questions with honesty. I'm not calling her a lie. I'm just saying there's a discrepancy here and the ages ain't matching up. Now, I know a lot of people see me and they go, whoa, you don't look 55. And then I say, well, how old do I look? And they say, well, you look like you're 42, 43 years old. And I say, oh, thank you. Put your glasses on. No. But what I'm saying to you is it's honest. If for whatever reason it is true that her father, so-called father, added age onto his years, then his regime was not the cause of his vitality. It was the lie that made it look too good to be true, you see. So when you look at him for his age, when he actually died, he don't look so good if his age was 15 years. You see what I'm saying? But if you look at him and you say, oh, well, yeah, what do you expect from a man that was born in 1881 and now it's, you know, this time, 76 or something around there is when he died, you know? So what I'm saying to you is this, and when you see a discrepancy, you check it out. This is why Dr. Horowitz had to do this DVD. And that's why you're going to support Healthy World Distributing and Tetrahedron. You're going to come to the Raw Spirit Fest to thank him for the love, the real Da Vinci Code. You're going to check out that the registration station.com, and you're going to try and figure out where you're going to intersect us, and that is that. So I can only say this, that it's been lots of fun. I know I got 3 minutes left and I'm counting down. I want to send out a shout to all the people all over the world who are waking up. Don't move too fast now, because I liken this my little analogy. I went to a play once and I saw there was a scene where the man was describing a car, and in the back of the car there was all these people and they were partying. And all of a sudden, they've been partying for a long time. They're just driving down the freeway, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, someone looked up and said, there's nobody driving. There's no driver up there. And everybody looked. What should we do? What should we do? And somebody said, with the wisdom of Solomon, whatever you do, don't touch that wheel.